And what is the self-forgiveness that kind of everybody has to deal with?
I think it is just simply, I think just about every human being feels that they are falling short on some level, that they're falling short of who we mean to be, that we have a vision of how I want to act, how I want to be living each day, what goals and dreams I have or had, and this is what it's looking like right now, and there's a gap between this luminous vision from my mind and spirit and this personality, which is kind of clumping along in the muddy earth and, you know, just being in the life of the body, just taking care of your food, your exercise, your laundry, your checkbook, your children. You know, the life of the body is so slow and demanding and consumptive. And then you have emotions on top of that. You're going through a divorce. Oh, my God. You know, you can't sleep. You want to kill. You're crying all the time. You have this emotional thing that you're dealing with. You know, that takes time. It's not very swift and beautiful. It's kind of sad and dorky and as you're, you know, struggling along. So we have these visions that come from, you know, our mind and our spirit. This is what I'm going to do. This is my goal, da, da, da. And then you look and see where you are. And so I think a lot of people are just a little bit disappointed with themselves all the time. And I think I would like to share with them the message I got when I forgave myself once about falling short, feeling disappointed with, I forget, you know, I don't know what, my book sales or my, you know, my some performance at this or that. And I had that conversation. I went there and I said, oh, I feel so bad. Please forgive me because I just didn't do so good. There's a lot of whining you have to do as part of the self-forgiveness. You start with a lot of whining. And at a certain point, I went to the higher self, and I could feel my self lifting above the whining and into more of a detached and positive and clear air kind of feeling and expanding outwards into this wider space and perspective. And then clear as a bell, I heard a higher self voice that said, you know, I know you're disappointed in yourself, and I know you feel like you're falling short, but I want you to know that I'm not disappointed in you. And I don't feel, and we in the spiritual level are not disappointed in you at all. We're so pleased with you. And if you could just understand that it's just really not possible for any human being to make the translation between the blueprint of the soul and what happens on the ground. There's kind of a pure, you know, perfect sort of blueprint in your soul of what you mean to accomplish. And then it's like an architect building a building on the ground. They get to the site and, oh, there's this thing they didn't know about the soil, or there's a zoning thing they didn't know about. There's, oh, we have to adapt this. That's what it's like. We come here to Earth with these beautiful plans and blueprints, and then we try to live them out, and we're sort of getting an approximation. And what I heard from Spirit that day was, you know what? An approximation is good. You know, and boy, if you ever got to 80% of what you're trying to be, wow, that's amazing. That's like the most anyone can really shoot for. That would be amazing. Wow. So let yourself off the hook and let yourself be happy with 80%. That's kind of a B, you know.
Yeah.
It's not an A+. It's not a 4.0. It's kind of a 3.0. But, you know, I think a lot of us have been tormented by our school system, too, which is very unforgiving.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so that is a wonderful sharing of we're doing a good job, and we have to just keep trying.
We're doing fine.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Mary.